Good evening and welcome to tonight's broadcast of Sunday Night Live from Cornerstone Church in Wheeler, Texas, along the Kingdom Keys network of stations. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move today. Beginning in 1986, this program has been an outreach to the community with compelling Christian talk, Bible study, guests, and callers. And in the last days, we are here to remind you that God is on the move in your life and in your local community. I see a generation standing on the truth in each and every nation. God is on the move.
Anytime the gospel stirs a searching soul, and someone says, send me, here I go. I know.
Your host for the program is Natalie Thomas. Join us now for tonight's broadcast of Sunday Night Live.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us tonight as we continue on with another Sunday Night Live. I'm so happy tonight. I actually have my husband, the one and only James Thomas, here with me tonight. And I've got Jim Turverville behind the board tonight.
Void where prohibited.
Now, what?
Well, you know, I've got to have something to say.
So, right.
Void where prohibited.
Okay.
James, it's your turn to talk, friend.
You stunned her.
Yeah, I'm
you rendered her speechless.
Which is nothing happened.
You can pay me later.
Yeah, I'll keep that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm like, okay, that don't happen very often, does it?
Never.
Oh, that's right. Well, we're so excited to continue on another episode of Sunday Night Live. And today, wasn't that fun in service today? With we got us a fancy little drink.
Yeah, it was. Umbrella drink.
An umbrella drink. That's right. A little surprise here at Cornerstone. A little reminder of... well, what's the word I'm trying to look for?
The rain that's coming.
Okay, let's date ourselves, Natalie. Do you remember the chorus we used to sing back in the 90s? It's beginning to rain. Now,
no.
There's a blank stare from your husband.
We didn't sing that one.
Yeah, we didn't sing that one either.
Father. Okay, well, I can't sing, so I won't keep telling you what it is.
Well, I was, and you know, what happens to be in my mind is the Eddie Rabbit song. What were you saying?
Love a Rainy Night.
Oh, yeah. I love a rainy night.
Gotta get
it's
the snap
a beautiful
in there.
Sight. Yeah, you gotta have that snap in there. And actually, prayerfully, that rain is physically coming.
I see that big old cloud in the southwest out there.
That's right.
Just drove back from Childress watching it and getting darker and darker back over there. So
that's right.
We
that's
might
right.
see some real raindrops shortly.
Yeah. Oh, man. We need the rain. But, you know, just going back to services this morning, I was just, what a powerful service we had this morning. And actually, the title of that sermon was Looks Like Rain. And so how fitting it is. But as I think about that sermon, is there anything that just kind of stands out to you a little bit, James, about what was said this morning?
Yeah, a whole lot. It was really like this perfect timing, God's timing, because we see the rain supposed to be coming and it is physically coming in the physical, and you can get excited that we may get some rain because it's been so long and so dry out here. But when you can see it in the physical, it's so easy to swap it over into the spiritual too. Sometimes it's hard to see that spiritual blessing that's coming, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's coming, but it, and you had a word this morning from the Lord that said, expect it. What are you expecting from the Lord? And so we should be expecting our spiritual gifts and God to show up and do what he said he's already done and going to do for us, just like we expect, because we see clouds, the cloud Jim's talking about. We can see those clouds and we start getting a physical expectation that we're going to get some rain. Finally, we're going to get some rain. And the same way in our spirit, it was so powerful because it was, it was almost running simultaneous, because the physical rain was supposed to be coming, and then you can see it right along the spiritual side of what he was preaching about, it's almost like it was easy to get your expectations up so high because it was in the natural and the spiritual kind of at the same comparable levels.
Yeah. You know, and, you know, as like you said, I got that word of expectation. You know, as we were singing in praise and worship, we were singing to bring the rain, let it rain on us. And it was like that word just came in my mind, and it was like, do we expect it? Are we expecting it? Are we singing those choruses? Are we reading the word expecting that those are things that God's going to do for us? And God can only work within our expectations.
That's right.
And so if we don't think that God can do that for us, then I mean, he can and he will, but we have to be in expectation of that.
Yes. Yeah, we have to expect it. We have to. You know, that's kind of the faith deal. If you have to believe it, you know, you can't just say it and not believe it. You're not mixing faith with your words. So that expectancy is where the faith comes in, I think. That is your faith. I believe that what God said is true. I believe it's going to bring to pass what he said he would. So,
why do you think some people, you know, they hear the word and they hear a message, but they don't necessarily receive it for themselves. Why do you think that to be so?
In one word, the devil. But we're on radio. We need more words. So,
yes.
Okay. But so
we
need
the expanded version.
Well, the devil don't want us to receive that. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like the scripture, the parable of the sower. You know, you get that word. We come to church. We get that word. And the sooner the devil can take that word, the better he is, you know, because he don't want us prosper. You know, if you could just imagine if everyone that claims to be a Christian and goes to church could walk out of that building with the understanding of how prosperous God wants us to be, the message would spread around the world so fast, the gospel would be preached everywhere. We could get out of here. That's the last thing the devil wants.
Right.
So he's out to steal that. So the devil keeps us from it. And then tradition has got people beat down and set in their ways that we can't have this and we can't have that. And it's like the message this morning, Pastor talked about that, how all your friends, you know, will be telling you, you know, you can't have that heating and so-and-so, my aunt had that and she didn't recover, so you're not going to get any better and stuff like that. So we get all the negative Nancys out there that we listen to them more than we listen to the Word of God.
Well, and that's another thing that he actually said in his message this morning. It's so much easier to believe the negative than to see than the positive, because we it's almost like we can see the negative, but we can't see the positive. We can't see the good.
Right. And he talked about, I loved his illustrations about the 6 days, you know, how many times he went around the mountain, you know, and in 6 days he seen nothing. And all of us, so we get that, he marched around Jericho, 6 days, they didn't do nothing. And we, sometimes it only takes the one day when God shows up. But so many of us quit within the first 6 days, you know. I've always wondered how many of those soldiers, did they all get up and march around every day, or did some of them not? I mean, if it were in soldiers like military deal, you had to, like today, you
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just under orders, you do what you're told. But it was that more of a volunteer type deal. We need volunteers to march, you know, and every day I could see everybody, you know, men, women, children, everybody marching the first day. Second day, everybody marching. After that, okay, just the, you know,
start doing
dedicated
doing
ones. Yeah. You know, by the seventh day, I've always wondered how many, if it was like that, if it was where they could all go, you're right. How many of them did not march the seventh day and then missed it? Like they weren't right there when the walls fell. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I wonder, that's all the time about us and people. That's why you don't quit. Because how many times do we right there on the verge of that miracle or that financial breakthrough or whatever it is, you know? And then and we quit. And this ain't going to happen. And it's just, I mean, it was just like right there, you know, like one more step, you know, and you would have got
right.
the, whatever it was you were believing for. And you just quit. And I think that there's lots and lots of people that go, they start out strong, you know, they start out good, they start out believing. And then little doubt. And the devil's, well, they hadn't done it yet. You think, how long are you going to believe this nonsense? And so it just wears on you in the natural, you know what I mean? Because, like I say, if McDonald's ain't got your burger ready, by the time you tell them in the window and you get drove around there 42 feet to the front window and pay.
The pickup window.
By gosh, something's, you know, this is taking too long. I need to see your manager. I need to complain because it's we need it now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And God is not McDonald friendly. He, you know, he's more going to cook it as you order it.
That's right. And I think about that as we're waiting and we're walking and we're doing what we feel like God's called us to do and what He's put on our heart, but we don't see anything happening. And so because we don't see anything. Like, you know, like in that story, which I'll have to, I'll look that scripture up and see, refer back. But when we don't see anything, then we think nothing's happening.
Right. Right. It's like the rain cloud. You know, he was talking about the story. He didn't see nothing. Didn't see no rain cloud, you know. And just because there wasn't a rain cloud, that didn't, you know, the prophet still, God's told him rain's coming. So he, you know, well, go look again every day, you know. And it's like today, you can see the clouds coming, you know what I mean? It's maybe be raining in Amarillo right now. I don't know where we're at, but you know
yeah.
what I mean? It's, we can see it coming this way. And once we see that, oh, then your expectations can really go up.
That's right.
We really might get to rain. But 2 days ago when they said, y'all got a chance of rain on Sunday, you know, you're like, yeah, okay, we've heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way our physical bodies work as we feel our senses. If we can see it, it's a whole lot. It's kind of like Thomas in the Bible when he doubted. I'm not going to believe it till I see it, till I can touch it. You know what I mean? And we get that mentality from our flesh. I think it's just part of the curse that we, you know, we need to see it to believe it. That we got there's a saying like that, you know, I need to see it to believe it.
Yes. And actually, it's actually the story we're talking about is in 1 Kings chapter 18, where the Samaritans had been in a great famine for 3.5 years.
Yeah, it hadn't rained three
and there
and
had
years.
Not been any rain.
We haven't had much rain around here, but we've had more in 3.5 years than none.
That's right. And I can't imagine 3.5 years
oh, no.
without rain. And the wind that we've had, and you just look out on the fields now, and everything is just covered
right.
with that dirt and the sand, and you're not seeing anything grow.
Right.
But I'm trying to imagine them 3.5 years without rain and experiencing that famine.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that's like whenever God, we have so many things that happen to us, but God puts a dream in our heart, and we walk towards that dream and go where we feel like He wants us to go. And as we go along, we have things that come at us that make the dream look impossible. And I think that's where we got to go back into the faith by not what not by looking at what's going on around you. And it also reminds me of a message I heard from a pastor one time that said, or that talks about that faith goes along with patience.
Right. Yeah.
We have to, and faith, what is what? The substance of things hoped for.
Right.
And the things that are not seen. And so that's what faith is, and that's who we are as believers in Christ, is we're to have that faith. And along with that faith, that's why we have to have that patience, because you are going to have to, it's going to take a time before you ever even see, because you don't necessarily always see what's going on in the spirit realm when God's working.
Right. Yeah, we read the word and know that God answers our prayers just as soon as we pray them. But we don't always see the results of that right off the bat for various different reasons, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I said, we cannot have that instant mentality, you know what I mean? It's not how God wants it to be, you know? So we have that patience. And when it does show up, you know what I mean? I talked about missing out, you know, how many people miss out on so much stuff? You never know what you missed out on.
That's right.
When you quit, you know what I mean? And so, and I don't know that we'll ever know, you know? You could think God's going to show you a highlight reel up there in heaven. Look what you missed out on. You just went this further. You could see all that, but I don't think that's going to happen because it says there'll be no sorrows. So I think you'd be sorry and what you missed out on. So I don't think that's going to happen. So I don't think we'll ever know, you know.
Yes. But that reminds me, that makes me think of what Aaron has said before. He said, God has a purpose for your life and He has a million plans to get you to that purpose. And so if you miss it the first time around and you may not have walked the full 7 rounds, you know what? God gives us a do-over.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. No doubt. He wants to get you there.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And so, you know, just stick in there. Just hang in there. Whatever God has put on your heart, stay in there. Stick into it. Stick with it. Even if you don't see God moving, continue to go with what you think God's telling you to do. You know, in that, the enemy, that's how the enemy works, is he wants you to doubt that.
Oh, yeah. If he can get, it's like his number one tool, I think, doubt. Self-doubt. And that's, you know, that's his number one weapon of choice right there, I think, is doubt. Which runs into fear, which is just kind of the same deal. But it's, oh, you know, yeah, all he had to do is get a little bit of, he plants a little bit of doubt in your mind, and then he just, he'll water it, you know. If you let it, if you don't pluck it out, he'll let it grow, and then you got doubt in your mind.
That's right. And so that makes me think about, you know, because a lot of times when we do something that God wants us to do, it may not be looked upon as good from the world side, or it may not be perceived as something good. And so we often times when we do what God tells us to do, after we get done, we think, oh my goodness, was I foolish by doing that? You know, and we begin to start looking at and bringing that back to ourselves. And I say that because when God gave me that word this morning, afterwards, I really knew that God had given me that word, but afterwards, I really struggled with after speaking. I was like, I felt like I had interrupted praise and worship, you know, and I'm like, I questioned, and I didn't know what Aaron was going to preach on. And then after hearing the message, after what I had said, then it was a confirmation that I knew that God was speaking to me.
Right. Yeah, because it was like exactly, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It was almost exactly the same thing. And that's just like, yeah, God, that was what God was saying. And so when you said that, I was even kind of like, I don't know. I don't know that I expect much. You know what I mean? Sometimes we think, well, you expect God to do something for you. You know, why should God do something for you? And so we almost feel like it's condemned somewhat that if we're expecting God to do something for us, you know, why should he do anything for me? And so it's almost we get in that religious mindset where we don't make demands of God, or we don't do this and that. And so somewhat, I think, worldly, it's a tool of the enemy, I think, too, is to make you not ask God for stuff. You don't ask for God for stuff. You're supposed to be humble and meek, and you're not supposed to, hey, you know, do this and this and this. And so we at times, then we question it. We hear from God. Well, was that really God or wasn't it? You know what I mean? And so it causes that doubt again. The devil puts that doubt. Was that, you think that was God told you that? You know?
Right.
But then God's right there though. It's just so, God's right there to confirm that, you know? And this morning, I know when you said that, as Pastor was preaching, it just came up to me because I'm guilty of that. I don't always have an expectation. We've been through quite a bit of stuff with God, and he has grown us, you know, in this
right,
unbelievable
yes.
ways, you know. And he was talking this morning about how God's not going to do it like you think he's going to do it, you know. And I was like, well, that's the biggest amen I can get all day, because
that's what I was sitting here thinking.
There's never, I can't think of one single time that God ever done anything for us that we was remotely even, we didn't even think it up. Like, you know, okay, where's 10 ways God can do this? You know what I mean? Which one's he going to choose? No, it wasn't that, you know. It wasn't in our list, you know what I mean? We could come up with a list of 100, and he just do it in a way that we never even would dream of, you know. And there was times that he done it. We didn't even know he'd actually done it. He had to tell me that he'd done it a couple times, you know. Hey,
I know.
Remember that? Yeah, well, that's done, right? Oh, hey, yeah, that is, you know.
But isn't that how it is, you know, because as you're talking about the things that we've been through, just as what, we've been married 20, oh, I know, I'm sorry, you're the numbers guy, 28 years? Nine.
Nine this year.
29 years.
Unforgettable, I know.
Yeah.
they have been the best years of my life. They've just flown by and I can't keep up, see?
She's fast, James. You gotta keep her.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think about that. The things, when we first started, when we got together and married, you know, new in God, new, obviously, married couple, raising kids, not knowing what in the world we're doing as adult, and then trying to follow God the best way that we can. And I just look back, and I can see all the times that we've experienced hardship, we've experienced lack, and the difference in our response than our response now.
Right. Yeah, because 25 years ago, you know, when we was doing without a lot of stuff, you know what I mean? We just didn't have the money. And when something, if a bill would have come up or if the plumbing would have broke, you know what I mean? If you'd had a septic line break, it's going to cost you $10,000 to fix it. Back then, we just, I don't know what we would have done. You know what I mean? We would have probably just flipped out thinking we got to get a loan, got to go in debt, you know? And now, when it happens now, it's almost like, really? Okay. Okay, God, you got to hear that. It's going to be about $10,000. You might want to figure out how you're going to get that to me, you know?
Well, and it's
a different mentality.
It's kind of like, it's almost like, okay, I wonder how God's going to do it this time.
Yeah, how's it going to show up? We've gone from, we don't have that fear. There's no reason to fear and worry about it.
Because he's our God.
He has never yet not showed up. He's always showed up.
He has always showed up.
And like Pastor, it's one of his favorite sayings, and it's so true that he's seldom early, but he's never late. And we think...
We need to work on the early thing, because
why can't you be early? Just come on one time.
Right.
I don't mind early.
Yes.
You know? But you know what? He's never late. And that's just it. That's the mentality that I think we've got into. There's no sense in being afraid. You know what I mean? It don't matter what it is we're walking to. Okay, the bill's due tomorrow. Well, okay, well, that means there's still time because, you know, it's not late yet. It's not late.
That's right.
And so whatever it is, you know, God is, he's never late. And I think that knowing that and through the years of watching him show up time and time again, and we have testimonies, both of us, for him just showing, just for the little things. Just for nothing. You know, you just had recently.
In the eyes of the world, it's nothing.
Nothing.
Yes.
But God cares about our littlest, smallest desires. And we've seen him show up for those. And we've seen him show up when if he didn't show up, we probably wouldn't be here. You know what I mean?
Right.
We'd be under. So, and just to grow in that and go through that is I've always used this as experience is irreplaceable. You know, it's one of the best tools there is to have is experience. But it's so hard to get. You don't like when you're getting it. You hate doing that when you're getting it. You know what I mean? When you're getting that experience, it is not fun. But the next down the road 5 years when the same thing happens again, I've done this before. And it's so much easier to handle and do.
And that's really what I was sitting here thinking. I was thinking about, I'm actually thankful. I'm thankful for those moments that I got to learn about who God was to me. And he became my God, my Father, who took care of me. And I'm thankful for those times. And I look back now, even now, I see those times as when we were going through some of those things. And I'm talking like finances. And there's some times that, you know, we've had a couple of fights here and there, and, you know, things like that. When we would go through that, it was like the most devastating thing that we thought we ever had ever experienced. But now looking back, it's like, it's nothing. It really was nothing. And God was right there. But one thing I learned is he never does it in the way you expect him to do it.
Ever, ever.
Ever.
This morning when Pastor was talking about arguing with God don't do any good, and he said it's a lot like arguing with your wife, you know, don't do any good. What came to my mind was your tornado permission. See, She doesn't like the cellar. She won't go in the cellar unless it's just, okay, she's going to have to see the tornado to go in the cellar.
Yeah, I don't like to go in cellars.
She don't want to go down a confined space, okay? So we got to give the clearance. See, and Pastor's told the story before, but, cause he thinks it's hilarious, but I have been given permission to knock her out and drag her in the cellar if there's ever a tornado. Cause she's, I don't want to go in there. So you have my permission to just punch me and knock me out. And drag me in the cellar. And so this morning I was thinking about that. When we get in an argument, sometimes I'm thinking, where's the tornado when you need it? Where's that tornado now, man? I need the tornado, God.
Yeah.
And so he was talking about that, and I was thinking, oh yeah, where's that tornado now when we're arguing? That's what I need.
That is a true story. That is a true story about the knocking me out. And another thing I've told you is if we're ever in the elevator and the elevator stops, You better knock me out. I mean, I'm commanding you to knock me out. Just, it'd be better for everybody all around.
And I'm like, we're in the elevator, and I'm like, where's that stop button?
Oh, yeah.
Just to mess with her. I know. Yeah. Just to mess with her a little bit.
Yeah. So anyway, no, it's just life. You know what I mean? You don't know when and I think it's one thing we've learned. We'll live in it for one. But, you know, I think used to, when I was young, people sell it maybe the story, you know, once you get saved, everything's going to be good. You'll walk for Jesus and everything will be, it'll be a fairy tale, happily ever after. And I think that's another thing. People, they buy into that. Oh, I don't want to have no pain. I want to be, you know.
They think nothing will go wrong. It's just going to be a bed of roses and everything's going to be good from here on out.
Right. And then they get saved and then before the week's up, man, they've had all stuff go wrong. And that must not be true. And then they fall away. You know what I mean? Or some of them do it for a while and they get through a few things and then down the road 2 years later, something major happens, you know, and then wham, they lose it then, you know what I mean? But it's we as Christians are not going to be exempt, you know what I mean? I think Pastor said this last week or I heard it in the message. I think it was Pastor, but the one thing about being saved and being a Christian, you're going to go through everything else the world goes through. You're just not going to go through it alone.
That is what I was sitting here thinking is God is saying that now I'm with you. Mm-hmm. And it makes me think about the footprints in the sand where he carries us during those times in the sand. That's why we only see one footprint instead of the two, because he picks us up and he carries us. And so no matter what you're going through right now, I want you to know that Jesus is walking with you. Even though you don't see him, even though you don't see that he's working around you and things look like they're falling down, I want you to keep going because God is with you and you will come out on the other side victorious.
Yeah, that's the difference, you know. He's you're not going through it alone.
That's right.
He's with you and he'll, and in fact, like Pastor said this morning, there's people in this church, you just need someone behind you. You don't need everyone, you need someone. And when
that's
Jesus
so spoke to me.
Oh yeah, and Jesus, I mean, when the Bible says don't be yoked with unbelievers, you know what I mean? And studying that out. But just to know that you're yoked, like, you know, there's two of you side by side pulling the wagon, right? Our world, our life is the wagon, and we gotta just get through it, right? Just gotta get to the other side, whatever. And Jesus is the one we're yoked to, you know? So, he's doing all the work, he's doing all the pulling, we just kinda have to just walk beside him. He's pulling the load. He's already done everything. We just have to kind of stay right beside him and yoked in and just keep on going, you know. And sometimes we want to unhook ourselves from the yoke and go pull ourselves. And, you know,
Well, and even think about the yoke. If one's pulling one direction and one pulling the other, where you're going, you're kind of just stuck. You're not going anywhere. And so that's just sticking with God, staying with Jesus. Continue on what you feel like God has told you to do. Keep seeking him. Keep thanking him. And you will get there. You will come out victorious, and you will come out on the other side.
That's right. Yeah. This scripture this morning that Pastor read, I wanted to go one more verse of what he did. This is a New Living, I believe, translation. But it's in Psalm 68, and he read 9. He read 9. I want to read 10 as well. But it says something about God after that rain. And he says, you sent abundant rain, O God, to refresh the weary land. And that so spoke to me because right now our land is so dry and so parched. And if you don't believe me, just ask a firefighter. But it says, there your people finally settled. And with a bountiful harvest, O God, you provided for your needy people. And man, that just so touched me this morning is that the physical rain that's coming, you know, we can kind of see that. And if we get a, you know, inch or two rain, whatever, you know what I mean? After we get a good rain, I kind of still have memories, you know, what it's like. We do get this every now and then, but you get that good rain, you know what I mean? And then it's like, say the firefighters can kind of take a sigh, you know, breath, you know what I mean? We get 2-3 inch rain or whatever and everything kind of is not parched,
barren,
but that I can take that physical refreshing of knowing, okay, the grass is going to grow now and everything's going to green up, and you know, it means you got to mow the yard, but you know, hey, what, who cares, right? So,
well, I like to mow the yards,
yeah. Well, gas fired are getting all this. People's, oh, I don't want this negative stuff, you know, but anyway, it's just a refreshing though to know that the rain has come, you know what I mean, after it's been a long time, and spiritually, it's the same way. If you can think back of what God's done for you, just make a list of what God's done for you.
Yes.
And think back. You'll be able to know how you felt each time that that was finished or that manifested. You know what I mean? If you had something healed or if you had something that was paid for, you know what I mean? So anything that was wrong or a friendship was restored or whatever it was, when God shows up, there's such a refreshing. That's what that word was talking about. And God showed up and there's the people were so blessed and refreshed by what he had done. And I just thought it was so amazing because, I mean, you can see the physical of the rain coming. And as I'm thinking about that, I'm thinking about what we've been going through. You know, we've been having all kinds, just one thing after another, you know.
Right.
Just one thing after another.
Yes, yes.
And we just, we look at each other and when something else would break, right? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's been, we got some stuff, but the devil's bishop been trying to get us to say the wrong thing, I think, you know what I mean? And we, that didn't do it. And we just look at each other like, oh, I just said, this God must be fixing to really move, you know.
That's like, man, this is going to be big.
How are we going to, what are we going to do with all this? You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
We have seen in the past, you get to, you recognize it. You know what I mean? You recognize mm-hmm. it. I mean, you start seeing the enemy and the mature you get as a Christian, I think, when he starts showing up, you start to recognize, I said, here's the devil's back. You know,
mm-hmm.
dang devil's back here, pesky devil. And he does some stuff. And then what used to bother you and what used to upset you and just, you know what I mean? Worry.
I think that's what causes you to stop on the sixth time around.
Right. First, third time, fourth time.
Yes.
You
yes.
start stopping. And, but now, and taking that same thing, the Jericho wall or the, you know what I mean? They took them the seventh round, you know what I mean? So we know, let's just almost, we know God's going to show up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It may take seven times, but we know God's going to show up. And so instead of causing us, and we see, start seeing stuff go wrong with us, you know what I mean? When we see life's troubles come up that the devil brings, or we cause ourselves, whatever it is, right? But anyway, when we see,
we
see that stuff show up, what used to slow you down, you would hang your head and think, man, what am I going to do about this? Now, I almost feel like now we hold our head up. We start walking a little bit faster because, okay, we've got to get to the seventh day. You know, I'm going to start looking because I know the seventh day's coming. And so
yes.
The devil's like, what are they walking faster for? What are they praising God for? I mean, they've got crap on their mirror in the bathroom, you know? I mean,
all over the carpet.
I've got their carpet ruined. How can they be praising God? I mean, they're walking faster. They're going faster. They're not slowing down. And so.
Oh, yeah. Listening to the messages all day long.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we know, you know, somewhere along this way, you know, God's going to show up. And so you start having that anticipation and that expectancy, which is what you said today. You have to expect that. We have grown to expect God to show up. We yes. don't know when, we don't know where, but we know who, and we know that he will.
So can you think of a time that you would be willing to share in our life where we were walking and something happened? I know there's several, but I don't know if anything comes to mind. But as we have been walking together, there's been something that's happened. And it looked like it wasn't going to take a change. It wasn't going to make a turn. And we were barren and we needed the God to reign in our life. And because we stayed in, that happened. Can you think of a story? Think about that.
not particularly maybe that, but one that does come to mind is when we had moved over here and we still had our house, our old house we were still paying for. And then we were paying for this house. And then we had a renter in the old house, which went terribly wrong.
Yeah.
And so we had got them moved out. And so we had to go over there. We had to put about $5,000 into that house just to get it where we could even sell it, you know. And at the time, we didn't really have.
That was a lot of money.
$5, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Let
yeah.
alone $5,000. And so we come up with the money, and I don't remember even how. But we got the money. We did a lot of the most. You did most of the work. We had a guy come in and do some of the stuff we couldn't do. But anyway, we got the house all back ready to go. You know, put it on the market, and the realtor wants to put it in there for like 50 something thousand or 60, 70, whatever it was. And we're like, what? That thing's probably not worth but maybe 15,000, maybe 20,000.
Yeah,
we're like, are you kidding me? Are you crazy? You quit trying to get greedy on the commission and just get, we need to sell this thing. Like, we need it sold. You know, we need the money. Because we still owed a note. We had to pay it off. And we're thinking, I don't, maybe payoff was about 10,000.
We would have been happy,
you know what I mean?
just to get the note paid off.
And we're done. Yeah,
no,
we're good.
Having two house payments.
Right. That would have been a blessing enough right there, just to get rid of the note. So anyway, but, and like I said, we had prayed, you know, we didn't really know much about how all this worked, really, you know what I mean? We were confessing and this kind of stuff, but we didn't really understand it for sure. And we just early in our walking through it. But anyway, so we're bleeding for this, and it went on for a few months. We're like, hey, you think you might have lowered that price, you know? Why don't you drop that down? She says, well, we might could knock it down a couple thousand. I'm like, a couple thousand? How about half, you know? And so, no, give time, have patience. And we're like, well, patience? Won't you pay my mortgages? Well, you got patience.
Yeah.
And so anyway, and then in the house we're living in, the water line gets bad. We have a water leak under the house, and so they have to go in and replace all the water lines in the house. And it's a $10,000. Seems like it was $10,000, or roughly right at $10,000 to fix it. And so we were thinking, oh my gosh, how's this ever going to happen? Well, we're starting this, and as soon as we get this word, oh Lord, okay, Lord, we're just learning. When you have a bill, tell God, hey, look, God, you got mail. It's your bill right here.
Yeah.
And so, God, you need to come up with this $10,000. You know, I don't know how you're going to do it. And well, it was probably the same week or within two. I know. It seemed like it was like in the same week when we started doing all this. The realtor calls, says, hey, I've got an offer on that house. I think they're going to close. So they bought the house.
Wasn't it a cash deal even?
Yeah, they did. I think they did a cash deal. It was really, really fast. So we got the money really fast. We got the money. We paid off the note on that house. And I seemed like we had about $11,000 or $12,000 that we got, maybe $13,000. We had enough to pay off the water, the $10,000 whatever for our water. It was enough to pay off everything we owed on that, pay for the new plumbing in the new house, and tithe off of it. I remember it was that much. It was enough that we could do all that and tithe off of it.
Oh,
and it was just like, bam, right then, you know. And it wasn't a really long, drawed-out deal, but it was just the devil kept coming after one after one after one. And then God showed up, and he paid off that and gave us some extra. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It wasn't a lot extra, you know what I mean, but extra. And God never said, you know, I mean, he said, I'll supply all your needs. And that was a need we had, and he met that. And I remember that, to me, that was one of the first major times that we was believing God and he showed up that we knew about, you know, that I remember, because I know there was times that we didn't know, but we know that he shows up. And that, to me, that was one of the first times ever I can look back on still this day and say, it works. God did show up. He showed up right on time. He wasn't none too early, but he wasn't late at all either.
That's right. You know, it makes me think about, and I want to tell our listeners, you know, as we share some of our stories about how God has shown up for us, you know, you may be blessed in one area of your life, but you're going through a drought right now. In another area, maybe your marriage, and you may be doing good in your finances, but you're having a drought in your marriage. Or you may be just you just have a drought altogether. And I just want you to know that God wants to rain his blessing on you. He wants to rain on you. He wants to come into that dry and barren land and come in. And so he just wants you to just trust him and believe him. And I want to encourage you with that. But with that being said, I want you to listen to this song by Michael W. Smith. It's called Let It Rain. And just begin to, as that song's playing, just begin to thank God for the rain that he is going to pour into your life and take care of that drought.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of hell. Sing out. Let it rain. Let it rain.
The Lord reigns. Let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all peoples will see his.
Oh, Lord, we do want to see your glory, Lord. We thank you for the rain. We thank you for the rain. And not only that, as we're sitting here talking, I think we're going to get some physical rain.
We just heard some lightning. By the time he was saying that, the lightning, you're like, oh, it's, we just heard lightning and thunder. Heard thunder, I guess.
And then when he was saying how the lightning, his lightning lights up the sky. So, you know, we want to pray for you tonight. If you're going through a drought and you just need God to come in and rain in a certain area of your life, we're going to pray for you. Would you be willing to pray for those people, James?
Sure.
We're going to pray for you because we want you to know that God wants to show himself true to you, and he just wants you to stick with it. Stay, keep going. Don't give up. Just keep going.
That's right. And so whatever it is, whether it's you have been, you think you're on day six. You think, man, I'm six. I'm on like day 60, you know.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like the Israelites have been, I've been 39 and a half years walking around in this. Well, you're just about out because there's another half year to go. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So whatever it is you're going through, Father, we just lift up anybody that can hear this, Lord God. We just pray that they have your peace. You give it to them, Lord God. Let it manifest. They can know that they have the peace of God, that you will do what you said. If it's ever been truer for anything, it's my God is true. He is a man of his word. He will do what he says he will do. People let us down, but God will never let us down.
That's
he
right.
will always show up. And he wants you healed and prosperous. He wants you to be above only, not beneath. He wouldn't have said it if it wasn't true. So we just pray that the hearts can be softened and the ears can have ears to hear the word of God and get in the word and read about your situation and see how the goodness of God. But every single time that someone asks God, will you heal me or do you want to heal me? God's answer was always yes. Always yes. And so whatever your situation it is, God knows about it. He knew about it before you were ever created. It's not going to be news. I love that they say that when you tell God about your sin, that's not when he found out about it. I love that. He knew about it before. You're not going to shock him when you tell him what you've done. God loves you no matter what. You don't have to get right to come to God because God's already right there waiting on you to just say, Jesus, I love you. I want to follow you. And that's all it takes. So turn to God and God, touch their hearts, touch their minds. Give them peace. We're living in the devil is trying to take away our peace. He's trying to take away our joy, which is our hope and our strength. But we put our joy and our hope and our expectations on Jesus Christ alone. And he will never fail us. He will never let us down. And he always comes through. May not be early, but he'll never be late. And Father, we pray that you touch these people and you just heal their hearts, Lord God, and just show them who you are. Show up and put someone. You don't have to put everyone. Put someone behind them, Lord God, that will push them and shove them and drag them and get them to you, Lord God, however it takes. Well, you know what they'll listen to, Lord. Put someone in their path to show them the love of Jesus. It's in his precious, mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, that's just it. Sometimes we feel like we're alone. We feel like we're alone out there in this process of what's going on. We're going through this drought. Nobody's ever gone through this. I'm all alone. I have nobody to turn to. And I just want you to know that we're with you. We are with you. We want to be, if you need someone to stand with you, we will stand with you. And we will back you up. Continue to do what God's telling you to do. And don't worry about if everybody else is behind you. Just know that we are, and God is definitely behind you. And, you know, if there's something that you're going through that we could actually pray with you about, go to our website, sundaynightlive.org. My email is on there. Please write us an email. We want to hear from you. We want to stand with you. We want to stand behind you and encourage you with wherever God is working in your life. And so just reach out to us so that we can love on you a little bit.
Yeah, and I expect the goodness of God to show
up. Expect it.
We expect it. We got that word this morning, and we were kind of been going through, like I said, we're going through some stuff. We've been expecting it, but I don't know that we've been actually expecting it. We've been talking about it. We've been thinking about it, but I don't know if we've been expecting it. I know Pastor this morning said to get ready for the surge. That was like telling me, you need to prepare. Prepare for this. And what kind of my mind was, you know, how in the movies you have, what kind of my mind was the movie Independence Day. You know, when they're all in the streets trying to flee New York or wherever it was, and the aliens are blowing up the building, and you got all the people just standing there looking, you know, at the flames and the car and the turmoil coming at you. They're just standing there looking like, wow, here it is, you know. They're not trying to run. They're just standing there looking. And we see those people and think, those people are stupid. Run, people. You talk to the movie. Run, people. Get out of the way, you idiots. And so we don't want to be that way. When even it can be a positive thing, we see the goodness of God coming. And we're just standing there looking like we're not even bracing for it. There's a strong hurricane force wind coming, and you just stand there like, well, let's see if it blows me off this cliff. No, prepare for it and get ready, even for the good things. You got to embrace them and be ready for them when they get there.
You know, this may not be appropriate for radio talk, but what it makes me think of when I think about God pouring out his rain on us. Okay, so this is where it's not radio appropriate. It makes me thinking about a cow peeing on a flat rock. Okay, I know that's not very appropriate, okay? But it comes down pouring, and it's just, but I believe God's going to, and he's going to come, and he's going to pour out on us. And so it makes me think, I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at the stage at the church, because studio's here in the auditorium, and he's got an umbrella. And so that's kind of what I was thinking. He says, get ready for the outpouring of God to come and open up your umbrella.
Right. Yeah, his message was, get your umbrella ready. The drought's over. It's about to rain. It's fixing to rain.
That's right.
And I was thinking,
I believe that's prophetic.
It is prophetic, I believe, too. And also, I'm thinking, if God's pouring out his rain, man, I'm not getting under an umbrella. I'm staying out going to soak it up, man. I'm going to be singing in the rain, you know?
I know.
But, you know, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, because I want that just to.
Yeah, I was soaping.
Yeah, it makes me think about that movie, Sarah Plain and Tall. They went through a real drought. It's an old Western, and they went for a drought that, like, their well had even gone dry, and it began to just pour and rain, and the whole family went out and just danced in the rain because they wanted to rejoice in it. So it's kind of hard for me to want to get an umbrella, but I see what he's saying, because get ready, get ready. I believe that we're moving into a time that God wants to position his people to work and go and do what he wants them to do. And he's pouring out his glory, and he's pouring out his goodness on us. And so just get ready, get ready. And we want to say it again, just stay with God. Don't quit. Don't stop. Don't stop on the rounds. Keep going. God is still working on your behalf.
That's right. That's right. He's not going to give up on you, and so don't give up on him. Like Pastor always says, if we don't quit, then we win. And if we're not winning, it's not over. So keep going.
Okay, so I'm feeling bad about the cow comment, and I'm sorry. Maybe I should not have said that. So I apologize to all my listeners for using that reference. So, anyway... But, no, God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Amen. Amen. That's right. And so I'm so excited. So now we build our expectation. And then what happens when we begin to build up that expectation? Our shift in our thinking changes.
Right. Right. It's like I said, you see the lightning, you know, it's like the rain. You see the clouds. And then when you start seeing the lightning and the thunder, you know, you're like, oh, it's getting closer. It's getting closer. And I think the same way is going to be the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I mean, we already see it. You know, if you're not blind, you're looking around, you're seeing it now. There's already been an outpouring. And to me, when you see the person beside you get their breakthrough, or someone, you know, it's like someone else gets a breakthrough or gets a healing or gets a miracle, you don't get upset over it. You're thinking, man, I've been trying to get mine before that sorry sucker was in line, you know. No, you know that it's getting closer. It's getting closer. I'm moving closer to the front of the line. And that just, you get that, like seeing the thunder and lightning, and you start smelling the rain. You know it's about to rain.
You know, thinking about the smell of rain, you hear those stories about these kids that say they've seen, you know, where they've seen Jesus and they can smell him. And that's actually, they refer it to the smell of rain right after the rain.
Right, yes.
And yeah. That's what I think of too, is we can smell that after that rain, the fragrance of it. And so God's raining. He's going to rain. The time of drought is over. I believe God. I received that word that Aaron told us this morning, that God is going to send the rain. I have an expectancy that it's going to happen. And my shift and my focus is looking forward to see what He's going to show me. And so, all right, I need you to say this, okay? I believe it looks like rain.
I believe it looks like rain.
That's right. And so listeners out there, I want you to say that. I believe it looks like rain. And so God is going to come and rain in your life.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Well, we got little fancy little drinks. I was talking about that at the beginning of the show, at the end of church today. And I was trying to remember that scripture he was talking about that said, take a drink. What was that? Do you remember where that scripture was? I'm looking in here. Oh, here we go. 1 Kings 18:41 in the Message. It says, Elijah said to Ahab, up on your feet, eat and drink, celebrate. Rain is on the way. I hear it coming.
Amen. You know, one thing about that, I've heard that story talked about a bunch of different times, and how the king had the best horses in the land, and so his chariot would have been the fastest chariot, you know, and Elijah took off running, you know.
Uh-huh.
And Elijah beats him, of course, you know, in the deal. I've heard that talked about that way. But one thing that hit me today about that, when he was talking about that, he didn't really mention it, but Elijah heard from God that the rain was coming. And the messenger came back, and you read the story, he said, there's just one cloud, nothing to be excited about, but it's about the size of your hand. And off of seeing just a small cloud the size of your hand, that king took Elijah's word for it. When Elijah said, you go, get up, eat, drink, and you know, prepare. The king, off of that word, he didn't see it either. See, I've never really caught that. He didn't see it. He didn't know. It wasn't fixing. It wasn't thunder and lightning when they took off. But the king had faith in what the prophet told him, and God had told him, that he jumped in his chariot and took off wide open to go do exactly what they had said to do.
Mm-hmm.
I never had got that before. So just because we're not seeing that rain in ourselves just yet, it's coming. So start acting like it's coming and do it.
That's right. And I don't believe it's a coincidence that we're about to have a physical rain, and we're talking about God's going to rain in His Spirit. I just don't think it's coincidence. I don't believe in coincidence. And that's why I'm just so excited that I cannot wait to hear testimonies and see and hear about what God is doing in people's lives and how they're bringing them out of that drought that they're in.
Right. Amen. I agree.
That's right. Well, we're about to close out here tonight. We just want to thank you guys for tuning in. And again, we would remind you of our website, sundaynightlive.org. We have some past recorded shows on there. If you'd like to go back and listen to it, you can share those with anybody you think that might be blessed by that. But also, there's a link on there where you can email me, be sure and do that. I'd like to hear from you guys, especially if you're one that says, I need someone to stand with me. You know what? I want to stand with you, and I will. We, James and I both, we'll be praying with you. We'll be standing with you with whatever drought you may be going through. Also, we have a link to our Facebook page on there if you want to see what we have going on. But we're just really excited to see what God's fixing to do or is doing. I believe we're coming into the Great Awakening. We're in the Great Awakening. And so we just want to encourage you with that. And we just we'll be back, what, next week with another episode. And Jim, how you doing up there in the booth?
It's okay. It's all okay.
We're it's all good. Okay, huh?
We're doing good. So
you're handling it. You're taking care of me up there in the board.
We're doing the best we can with what we got to work with. So.
I'm telling you.
That's right. But now we'll be back next week, same time, same station. Be sure and tune in. Right here along the Kingdom Keys Network.
We just want to tell you guys, have a good night, and we'll see you next week.
Good night, everybody. God is on the move.